It's Monday, October 23rd, 2023. Thanks for tuning into this special Halloween episode of The Sounds in My Head. The Sounds in My Head is a music podcast where I play spooky songs you might have otherwise missed.
We must find another brain.
My name's Daniel. Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head.
Straight. Life is hard to
Oh, what a great way to open up this year's special Halloween music episode of The Sounds in My Head. That was the band Chemtrails from Manchester in the UK. That's a new single of theirs called Business Class War Paint. And there's nothing spooky in the title or anything. The lyrics aren't even especially spooky, I guess, but it just has like a nice Halloween party vibe. I feel like you could tell, and the cover art's all skulls. I feel like that's appropriate for a Halloween episode, if ever there was a thing. And it's new. I was trying to put some new stuff on the show and then also have it be Halloween themed. We'll see how well I do with that. There's going to be some old stuff too, but that's the premise of the episode. Halloween themed music, good for your Halloween party. If you're putting together a Halloween playlist, maybe there's some stuff in here you're going to want to put in there. Yeah, so it's been a while since I've done a Halloween episode. I actually did one, the last time was like 7 years ago. So it's been a while. So I decided doing a Halloween episode. So without further ado, we're going to hear a couple songs right now from a band from Hamburg, Germany. They're called Bacco Rhythm and Steel Band. I played them on the show before. They've got a new 7-inch. It is the Halloween theme from the movie Halloween and the Stranger Things theme, but both done by a steel band. So pretty awesome. You're going to enjoy this. Bacco Rhythm and Steel Band with the Halloween theme and the Stranger Things theme. Where else but right here on this special Halloween episode of The Sounds in My Head. We'll be right back.
There are few, if any, positives to come out of what happened in Israel, but one of them is opening America's eyes to how higher education has become indoctrination into a stew of bad ideas, among them the simplistic notion that the world is a binary place where everyone is either an oppressor or oppressed. In the case of Israel, oppressors being babies and bubbas. The same students who will tell you that words are violence and silence is violence were very supportive when Hamas terrorists went on a rape and murder rampage worthy of the Vikings. They knew where to point the fingers at the murdered, and then it was off to ethics class. Now, I recognize that a certain amount of foolishness is expected of college kids, but mixing Jägermeister and tomato juice isn't the same as siding with terrorists. 34 student groups at Harvard signed a letter that said the apartheid regime is the only one to blame, proving they don't know what constitutes apartheid. They don't know much of anything, actually. But it doesn't deter them from having an opinion. They've convinced themselves Israel is the most repressive regime in history because they have no knowledge of history, or even a desire to know it. And actual history doesn't come up in their intersectionality of politics and genderqueer identities class. Now, to be fair, at least five of the student groups have rescinded what they signed, saying they didn't read the letter closely. I actually believe them that they didn't read the letter closely. I think they scanned it, said it was blaming Israel, and went back to surfing TikTok. But the reason why despising Israel became pretty much a requirement of the American left is colleges, elite colleges, the mouth of the river from which this and all manner of radical left, illiberal, yes, illiberal, nonsense flows.
Cha-cha-cha! cha-cha.
All right, it's been a little while. Let's get caught up. After Baco Rhythm and Steel Band back there, we heard the Budos Band, keeping it in the similar vein with the Budos Band. They're from New York City. They did the song Haunted Sea that came off their actually most recent album that's a few years old, Long in the Tooth. They're another one of these dark horn section bands. I feel like they're really great. I always loved the Budos Band, and Haunted Sea seemed like an appropriate Halloween song. And then after the Budos Band, we heard Beware the Dangers of a Ghost Scorpion from Boston, Massachusetts. They're out with a new album. It is called Acid Chalet, and we heard two freaky songs from it, perfect for Halloween. Come See the Creature and Screams of the Ratmen, both excellent songs off this Dark Surf album by Beware the Dangers of a Ghost Scorpion. Very good stuff. Then we heard Louis Zong from Los Angeles. Every year, the last several years, he has released a ghost song. He actually has one that's actually new this year as well, but we heard the one from last year. It is called Ghost Cowboys. It's from his Ghost Songs EP. And then just before I started talking, we heard the Lexala Ghost from Madrid, Spain, doing the Cha-Cha Challoween. That's another cover of the Halloween theme, but done in the style of Exotica from their album La Ala Occulta. Very good stuff. Okay, pivoting now from all the instrumental songs to some non-instrumental songs. I got all the instrumental stuff out of the way up front. Now we're moving on to the Vacant Lots from Brooklyn, New York. They are out with a new album called Interiors, and we're gonna hear two songs from it that seem very appropriate for a Halloween playlist to me. They're just very dark, even if lyrically and otherwise they're not really Halloween songs. We're gonna hear Paradise and Evacuation, but they're perfect for your Halloween playlist, I think. They just sound right. So without further ado, the Vacant Lots from Brooklyn, Paradise and Evacuation, right here on this special Halloween episode of The Sounds of My Head. Thank you.
As I walked through the graveyard late last night, I saw the most amazing sight. Leaning up against an old tombstone, a handsome boy waiting all alone. He was a skull and crossbones baby. Devil of a man walked up to me and took me by the hand. A cold shiver ran up and down my spine as I held his cold hand in mine. He was a rest of the night. Though it was dark, the moon shone bright. I wished that he would never go away, but he vanished at the break of day. He was a skull and crossbones baby.
Siri suggested we go for a drive in her new two-door BMW coupe. In the parking lot, we slipped into her bucket seats. Kiri took over from there. At nearly 90 miles per hour, she zipped us up to that windy edge known to some as Mulholland, a sinuous road running the ridge of the Santa Monica Mountains, where she then proceeded to pump her vehicle in and out of turns, sometimes dropping down to 50 miles per hour, only to immediately gun it back up to 90 again. Fast, slow, sometimes a wide turn, sometimes a quick one. She preferred the tighter ones, the sharp, controlled jerk, swinging left to right before driving back to the right, only so she could do it all over again, until after enough speed and enough wind and more distance than I'd been prepared to expect, taking me to parts of the city I rarely think of and never visit, I heard her say,
"Hey, pretty, don't you wanna take a ride?"
I can't remember the inane things I started babbling about then. I know it didn't really matter. She wasn't listening. She just yanked up on the emergency brake, dropped her seat back, and told me to lie on top of her. On top of those leather pants of hers, her hands immediately guiding mine over those soft, slightly oily folds, positioning my fingers on the shiny metal tabs, small and round like a tear, then murmuring a murmur so inaudible that even though I could feel her lips tremble against my ear, she seemed far, far away. "Pinch it," she said, which I did, lightly, until she also said, "Pull it," which I also did, gently parting the teeth, one at a time, down under and beneath, the longest unzipping of my life. We never even kissed or looked into each other's eyes. Our lips just trespassed on those inner labyrinths hidden deep within our ears, filled them with the private music of wicked words, hers in many languages, mine in the off color of my only tongue. Too bad dark languages rarely survive.
Okay, let's get caught up one last time. After the vacant lots back there, we heard DQE, that's Dairy Queen Empire, from Atlanta, Georgia. They did the song Halloween Song from their album The Queen of Mean. Very obscure, that one. I feel like DQE doesn't really exist. They existed for like 5 seconds, released that album, and then vanished without a trace. But I have that album, and I just love it to death, especially Halloween Song. So every year I want to listen to that. And 7 years ago on my Halloween show, I put that song on as well. So there's a repeat right there. But figured 7 years is long enough. You might not remember it. It's a very short song. Okay, then Frankie Rose and the Outs from New York City did their song Candy off their self-titled album, Frankie Rose and the Outs. And candy is definitely something I associate with Halloween. As a child, I'm sure you know, children associate Halloween with costumes and candy. It's the best holiday. I liked scaring children, but also I like candy, so it works. Then Steady Holiday from Los Angeles did Halloween in November from her Terror EP. It's not November, but it is, and it's not even Halloween, but it seems like a good Halloween song. Halloween in November from her Terror EP. Not super recent, but it's a good one. Then, just before I started talking, we heard Pose, Hey Pretty, the Drive-By 2001 mix featuring Mark Z. Danielinski reading from his House of Leaves. And I think what happens is every so often I stumble upon that song. In this case, it's because I searched iTunes for Haunted and I was like, oh my God, Poe, Haunted. I haven't thought about that in a long time. And I listened to this Hey Pretty and it's like, I love this song so much. And I think it has kind of a Halloween, it's kind of a dark windy roads, nighttime, something bad's gonna happen kind of romance song. I don't know. It's a crazy song. I love it. The poetry really makes it more than the, I mean, the music's good too, but I feel like it comes together. The non-Drive-By 2001 mix, not super special for Hey Pretty, but the remix there is super great. Love that. And I actually played that on the show before too, even more recently. I think I played that like six or something years ago, but I think what happens is every so often I stumble upon that song and remember how much I love it. I'm like, I'm putting this on the show. I don't care. So it happened again today. You're welcome. Okay, we're going to finish up this year Halloween episode of the show with Matt Pond, PA, from Kingston, New York. Been a while since I thought about the old Matt Pond. He's originally from Pennsylvania, Matt Pond, PA, but I guess he lives in Kingston, New York now. So a long time ago, he released an album, Several Arrows Later, and it had the song Halloween on it, which is just his best song to date, I think. Still, I love it. So it's not a very spooky song. It's more like let's go apple picking at an orchard or something, but I think it's a great song. So we're going to finish up this year's special Halloween episode with an appropriately named Halloween by Matt Pond, PA, right now on The Sounds of My Head.
Into where the people were on a Saturday night. Seems like it always seems where I go I want to leave. We were doing fine with our lives. There are people who will tell you there is always something better. My nerves is out.
does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this episode was Theme from Acid Chalet Parts 1 and 2, plus Texas Blood Money, all by Beware the Dangers of a Ghost Scorpion. If you like what you hear on The Sounds of My Head, do me a favor, tell your friends to listen. Find links to everything I talk about at thesoundsofmyhead.com. You can also rate the show in iTunes. I don't know, I haven't said that in a while. Might as well. I haven't checked. Maybe people have reviewed it lately. Probably not. But people sometimes do. And when you do and I go and read them, I get warm fuzzies. So that's always nice. You can also find links to everything I talk about at thesoundsofmyhead.com. There you can find links to a playlist in Spotify for season 20. That's where I put all the songs I play on the show into a playlist right there, so you can just listen to them without having to listen to me talk. You can also email me, daniel@thesoundsofmyhead.com. I look forward to hearing from you, and I will see you next time on an all-new episode of The Sounds of My Head.